Those who read the sacred scriptures often and know them well will tell you that they contain many words of comfort and consolation, but also words of warning and admonition. This includes, of course, the words of Jesus throughout the four Gospels, and it's true of our Gospel reading today from St. Luke as we begin this new liturgical year and this Advent season of preparation. Praying with our Gospel reading this week, there were four lines that stood out for me, one of which was particularly comforting and one held a challenging warning. The first of the four lines is this. Jesus says, "People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world." I think there are a lot of people who are frightened in the world today because there are so many disconcerting things happening in the world right now. Obviously, there is this pandemic that we've been dealing with for almost 2 years now, and there appears to be a new variant on the rise even this week. There is the threat and the reality of global warming, all the consequences of which we don't know yet. Some people see nearly all of the problems of the world through this particular lens, and it can be paralyzing, I think. And then there are those who see ample evidence for a significant decline in our society, and it may grip them with fear for the future, for their children or grandchildren. Any one of us may experience one or more of these at any particular time. But here is the line that I found most comforting from the Gospel. After Jesus describes the cataclysmic events that will precede the end of the world, he says, "But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand." Whatever may be happening in this world, and whatever could happen, however frightful it might be, the faithful servants of the Lord Jesus have nothing to fear. Do we believe this? Well, we should, because Jesus has said it, and he is trustworthy. And there have been so many witnesses to his divine power over all things in heaven and on earth, including over death itself. But then comes the challenging line in today's gospel, directed at those of us who do consider ourselves as Christ's disciples. He says to us, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life." Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy. A synonym for drowsy is lethargic or even apathetic. The danger for Christ's disciples is that we can become lethargic or half-hearted about following his way, about living with him as our ultimate purpose and meaning, and staying appropriately detached from the things of this world that could distract us from our goal of heaven. You know, we think of Christ as the Lord, and indeed he is, but he is also the bridegroom. He has wedded himself to us collectively in his church, and he wants to be wedded to each of us individually in perfect self-giving communion. Husbands and wives know that if their hearts become drowsy in their marital union, they could be in trouble. If either of them or both become lethargic or apathetic about the relationship, other attractions or worries can creep in and pull them apart. They can find themselves looking for solace in material comforts, food and drink, or other inappropriate relationships. On the other side of things, they can also fall into the trap of being so consumed with the anxieties of work, of child rearing, the desire for financial security, and a dozen other things, that they can neglect their primary relationship, the marriage, and everything else can be negatively affected by it. So it is with our relationship with Christ, the bridegroom. There are two traps that Jesus warns us of when he tells us to beware that our hearts do not become drowsy. The first is intemperance, the carousing and drunkenness he mentions, where we get distracted from looking to him and following his word by inordinate attachments to sensual comforts and pleasures. Like a good spouse, he wants us to turn to him for comfort, and not some other person or thing. This doesn't mean we have to be teetotalers, a belief that everything physical is bad. The virtue of temperance recognizes the right moderate use of the tangible things of this world, while always remembering the one who gives them all to us. The other pitfall Jesus warns us of is a lack of courage, wherein we turn away from the path he has set us on because of difficulties or sufferings on our way. Fortunately, in Luke's gospel, the question is frequently asked, "What shall we do?" And an answer is given. In today's passage, the answer is given to the question, "How are we to keep our hearts from becoming drowsy?" And the answer is, "Be vigilant at all times and pray." In our prayer and our daily activities, we keep attending to our relationship with Christ the Bridegroom, which is intertwined with all of our other relationships, with spouses, children, extended family and friends, the church, the poor, and the members of our human community. If we keep looking to Jesus in our daily encounters and try to live our lives according to what he has revealed to us, that is, what it means to be truly human and where our ultimate destiny lies, then we are being vigilant and keeping our eyes on the horizon, even as we keep our hands to the plow. Finally, I'll end with a question. What would happen if we were to live this Advent as if we've been told and believe it, that Christ is actually coming back this Christmas, on Christmas Eve at midnight? I dare say there would be some changes made in all of our lives. This season of Advent is meant to help our hearts not only keep from becoming drowsy, but actually become more awake and attuned to the comforts and the warnings of Christ's words. So may this Eucharist, as our pledge of future glory in Christ, help us to be ready to stand erect and face him and welcome him when he comes, however soon or distant that may be.